Did you ever in your imagination see yourself as a juror in an impeachment trial of a president?
No, regrettably, Hugh. It looks like I may be that. The Democrats in the House have continued with their obsession about impeachment. I gather they're probably going to pass articles of impeachment sometime this month, unless they come to their senses, in which case they'll come to the Senate for a trial. I don't think anyone expects that there will be 67 votes to remove the president from office. In fact, I think there'll probably be more Democratic votes against impeachment in both the House and the Senate than there are Republican votes in favor of it. The really regrettable thing, too, is that the people's business is not being done. In the meantime, Hugh, we haven't passed a budget to fund our government, especially our military. We haven't passed the annual defense bill that's been passed 58 consecutive years. There's a lot of work that is not getting done while Nancy Pelosi's House is obsessed with impeaching the president, as they have been since January 20th, 2017.
What do you think is your job as an individual juror?
Hugh, we've had some preliminary discussions about the basic rules of impeachment proceedings in the Senate. You know, we have Senate impeachment rules, even though impeachments of presidents are pretty uncommon. There have been many more impeachments of lower court judges in particular, so there are a set of standing rules that kind of give some right and left boundaries. But those rules are very, very minimal, Hugh. You know, in 1998, there was a unanimous resolution to structure the Clinton impeachment trial. I'm not sure that that's going to be the case in today's Senate. But if they send articles of impeachment over here, I think we'll take a careful look at them. From what I've read in the news, some of them might deserve immediate dismissal. You know, if, for instance, they say that the president or his aides litigating their constitutional prerogatives in court is de facto evidence of obstruction of justice. But I also believe the president wants to actually put on a genuine defense of his actions. That's what I've heard from him. The Senate is a place where he can actually get a fair proceeding to present the evidence and arguments in his defense, unlike Star Chamber in the House.
Some of your colleagues, including Senator Klobuchar and Senator Warren, have already declared their belief in the president's guilt. Ought they to recuse themselves from this proceeding?
Well, Hugh, as you know, if you go read Alexander Hamilton's Federalist Papers on impeachment, it's not exactly like a criminal case. They're not looking for impartial jurors. And our founding fathers knew that when they made the Senate trial for impeachment, that it already might have people who are partisans in one way or another for the accused individual.
Do you think that, among others, the whistleblower and Hunter Biden ought to be called, and Adam Schiff? Three questions. Whistleblower, Hunter Biden, Adam Schiff, should they be fact witnesses?
I think there's a strong case they should be fact witnesses in the Senate, Hugh. Now, ultimately, I think that decision will be up to the president's lawyers in the impeachment trial. But whatever you think about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, you cannot dispute that there was a gross conflict of interest. Perhaps there's nothing there, but it certainly is worth reviewing, and it certainly goes to the president's thinking whenever he's made statements that he wanted Burisma investigated.
It's going to be fascinating. How long do you think it will last, Senator Cotton?
We don't really know, Hugh. It'll be up to whatever 51 senators vote on in terms of a process, and also to what the president's lawyers want to call as witnesses.